Great, we've got a sound quiz. My laptop is...
The name is Bond, James Bond.
So you need to listen all the way through for a moment, and then we'll come back to this. So have a listen first.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you all here this evening.
Come on, Jess. Let's get back to work.
It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
No, I am your father.
And I will now form a government.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Zoinks! It's Ian again! It's Ian.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
We shall never surrender.
This is my little brother, George.
Bowties are cool.
You are a terrible singer, you are a terrible dancer, you have no charisma.
How you doing?
Right, so that was all of them. Did you go up and down a bit on the volume? Because I think we missed a couple of them. So, that was a range of voices. This is a quiz now, so I'm going to come to you and see, do you recognise the voice? For those of you listening very carefully, you'll have heard three James Bonds, so we need to know which actor it was, because someone who made this for me has made it unnecessarily difficult, but there you go. So let's have just the first one and then pause.
The name is Bond, James Bond.
Okay, someone from this half think they know who it is? Someone from this half think they know who it is? So Jeff was first, who do you think it was? Okay, we've got Roger Moore on this side, who do you think it was? We're agreeing Roger Moore, it was Roger Moore. Very, very good. Okay, the next one, slightly more obvious.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you all here this evening.
Okay, someone from this side. Who do you think that was? Liz. It was the Queen, Her Majesty herself, our near neighbour. Next one.
Come on, Jess. Let's get back to work.
Right, I'm coming to very specific age groups for some of these. Who do you think that was? Yeah, I wasn't asking you, Holly. Who do you think it was? Anyone catch who that was? Moses, did you know who that was? It was Postman Pat. Very, very good. Next one.
It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
Okay, this is a slightly different age group for this one. Pulls up very quickly. And Oscar, yes. It was Batman. You had Batman. Excellent. It was Batman. I'm Batman. Okay, next one.
No, I am your father.
This side first, yes. It was Darth Vader. Very, very good. Next one.
And I will now form a government.
This side. You're very, very close. Quickly, Eleanor. It was Theresa May, our local MP. Excellent. Next one.
What's you?
It's not for you two. It's not for you. Who knows who that one was? I've come to you, Moses. Anyone hasn't said anything yet? Come on. Do you know who that was? Do you know who that was? You can't borrow nothing. Do you know who that was? Go on then. It was Crazy Daisy. Upsy Daisy. Excellent. Next one.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Right. Which one was this? I thought this was the hardest. You were very quick, Katrina. Yes? Okay, we've got Sean Connery this side. Who do you think it was this side? Daniel Craig. Is that who you had over there? Who did you have? Sean Connery. It was Daniel Craig. It was Daniel Craig. Next one. This is very hard. You have to listen very carefully.
Oh, it's Ian again.
It's hard to hear the words in that. Do you know? Who's it? Huh? It's not the Power Rangers. Anyone who's not said anything yet? Ruth. It wasn't the Flintstones. It was Shaggy. It was Scooby-Doo, that one. Next one.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
Now it's James Bond, was that? Yes. It was James Bond, but which James Bond was it? It was, of course, Sean Connery, which keeps going Irish when I do it for some reason. Next one. This is a loud one, this one.
But you'll never surrender.
I don't know if you heard what he said. He said something very famous. Do you know? It was Winston Churchill.
We shall never give up.
Excellent. Next one.
This is my little brother, George.
I'm ignoring vast sums of you. Do you know? Lizzie, do you know which one? Who was it? Should I come to a safe distance? Do you know who it was? Do you know who it was, Lizzie?
Do you know who it was?
It was Peppa Pig. Very, very good. Next one.
Bow ties are cool.
All right, really quick on that one. It's slightly tricky. Quite a famous series, but I'm not sure you can pick out who it was. Anyone want to make a guess? It was Doctor Who, Matt Smith in Doctor Who. Next one.
You are a terrible singer, you are a terrible dancer, you have no charisma.
That's anyone speaking to me at a disco, but who was that? Yes. It was Simon Cowell. And the last one, which I think also defines a era.
How you doing?
Who caught that? Katrina. Joey from Friends. Excellent. You all did very, very well. A slightly silly quiz, but the point is this. When we think about who is speaking, it affects how we listen. So if you're spoken to by Darth Vader, that's a bit different to what Peppa Pig might say to you, a bit different to the Queen or even Simon Cowell. Well, what did it say in our text that we just had about the Bible, about Scripture? It said, all Scripture is God's breathed. So that means the Bible is God speaking to you. God speaking to me. God, who made the world, the awesome controller of everything, speaks to you. Speaks to me. In fact, that language of God breathed, it's like as if, imagine last time someone was whispering something in your ear so close you could feel their breath breathing on you. It's God breathed. Scripture is God speaking to you because he made you and because he loves you and because he has a plan for you, so he wants to speak to you. Isn't that awesome? And if it is God speaking, we need to take it seriously and we need to be able to listen for his voice. So that's our first thought. Scripture is God breathed. Thank you, Toby.